Chapter 4 Judgment Upon the Nations. Yes, in those days, and at that time, when I would restore the fortunes of Judah and Jerusalem, I will assemble all the nations, and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat. And I will enter into judgment with them there, on behalf of my people and my inheritance, Israel. Because they have scattered them among the nations, and divided my land. Over my people they have cast lots. They gave a boy for a harlot, and sold a girl for the wine they drank. Moreover, what are you to me, Tyre and Sidon, and all the regions of Philistia? Would you take vengeance upon me by some action? But if you do take action against me, swiftly, speedily, I will return your deed upon your own head. You took my silver and my gold, and brought my precious treasures into your temples. You sold the people of Judah and Jerusalem to the Greeks, removing them far from their own country. See, I roused them from the place into which you have sold them, and I will return your deed upon your own head. I will sell your sons and your daughters to the people of Judah, who shall sell them to the Sabaeans, a nation far off. Indeed, the Lord has spoken. Declare this among the nations, proclaim a war, rouse the warriors to arms. Let all the soldiers report and march. Beat your plowshares into swords, and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak man say, I am a warrior. Hasten and come, all you neighboring peoples, assemble there. Bring down, O Lord, your warriors. Let the nations bestir themselves, and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat. For there will I sit in judgment upon all the neighboring nations. Apply the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come and tread, for the winepress is full. The vats overflow, for great is their malice. Crowd upon crowd, in the valley of decision, for near is the day of the Lord in the valley of decision. Sun and moon are darkened, and the stars withhold their brightness. The Lord roars from Zion, and from Jerusalem raises his voice. The heavens and the earth quake, but the Lord is a refuge to his people, a stronghold to the men of Israel. Salvation for God's elect. Then shall you know that I, the Lord, am your God, dwelling on Zion, my holy mountain. Jerusalem shall be holy, and strangers shall pass through her no more. And then, on that day, the mountains shall drip new wine, and the hills shall flow with milk. And the channels of Judah shall flow with water. A fountain shall issue from the house of the Lord to water the valley of Shittim. Egypt shall be a waste, and Edom a desert waste, because of violence done to the people of Judah, because they shed innocent blood in their land. But Judah shall abide forever, and Jerusalem for all generations. I will avenge their blood, and not leave it unpunished. The Lord dwells in Zion.